And looks like everybody's in and the recordings are going.
Thank you. Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education for July 1st, 2020 to order. The time is 7:32 p.m. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, Laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through public notice on June 23rd, 2020. Sent to three newspapers designated by the board, Huntington County Democrat, Huntington Review, and the Express Times. Posted on the district website and email to clerk of Clinton Township. I will take attendance. Dr. Brasher?
Here.
Ms. Brooks? Ms. Emery?
Present.
Ms. Grant? Oh, I see you are here, but if you can just verbally.
Here.
Dr. Grantham?
Here.
Mr. Hornick?
Here.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Here.
And Dr. Iamaki?
Here.
Ms. Grant, did I miss you?
She did say here.
Oh, okay. So she's good. I just want to make sure we're all good with everything. Okay. Where's my other words? Ms. Emery, can you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dr. Iamaki, can you please be process guardian?
Certainly.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion to appoint myself as board secretary for the evening. Looking for a second.
Second.
I see the box around Catherine, so that'll be. And can we get a roll call vote? So, Dr. Brasher?
Yes, sorry.
Ms. Brooks is absent. Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kaltenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Iamaki?
Yes.
And myself, yes. Okay. Hope everyone is doing well, and thank you for all joining us this evening for this special meeting. For anyone who has not joined us before, all members of the public will be muted until the public comment sections. Instructions for making comments will be given then. We are excited to welcome our interim superintendent, Dr. Johanna Roberto, tonight. She comes to us with a wealth of knowledge as well as experience in leading school districts in both interim and permanent roles. A few of her recent districts are Flemington-Raritan, Hunterdon Central, South Plainfield, Manville, and most recently, Califon. She holds a PhD from Seton Hall University, was named Superintendent of the Year in Somerset County, and comes with extremely high praise from her colleagues in the district she has served. We are thrilled to have you join us and look forward to working with you. And with that, we will move on to the superintendent's report. I think you're muted.
You should be very happy I was muted. Thank you very much for those kind words. I'm humbled when people acknowledge work. You know, we all work for a living, and many times we don't get acknowledged for it, but thank you very much. Yes, and thank you for allowing me to serve as your interim superintendent. I like being an interim because I'm getting our district ready for a new person. A year from tonight, you'll have your sitting superintendent, and we have a year working together to get ready for that person's not only appointment, but the work in the service of our children, our teachers, and our district. I feel at this time, what do you need to know about me? I'm going to be short because it should be short. The only life story that's interesting is when you talk about your own. But I'm a person. I'm someone's daughter, wife, mother, and a grandmother. And those degrees, they just represent effort. They represent desire. They represent to know, to want to know. And many of you in the audience, you have degrees also. But it's who we are as people. That's the most important thing. And my father gave me some advice when I started teaching in Paterson, New Jersey, John F. Kennedy High School. And I was invited to my students' 50th year reunion. They remembered me, and we've kept in touch over the years when I was class advisor for the class of 76. But when I was walking out the door to go to work, it was almost like I was going to kindergarten. And my father said, "Remember the rule." I said, "What's the rule?" He said, "You take care of kids and you take care of teachers and the rest falls into place." And I have to tell you, every single day, he walks through my mind. The problem is you got to figure out what you have to do to take care of children and to take care of teachers and to honor our profession. So the rules don't change. The methods, the approaches do change. And I found that that guidance is instrumental for all of us. We all care about children, but how we define that changes because the child changes. They're always growing, they're always changing, and what they need will always change. As Eleanor Roosevelt said, she really said it, although her husband gets credit for it. You can't prepare the world for children, but you can prepare children for the world. And it starts with the children as people, how they view things, how they look at things. And aside from the parent, whom is the greatest influence, a teacher models every day for children. I model every day for children. As we move forward, I want to introduce Mr. Kramer. Welcome aboard, Mr. Kramer. We met for what, 15 minutes today? Tomorrow's our big day. Mr. Kramer will be serving as the interim business administrator. So we're your new team. Today, there are a number of new people in our district. And when I did my homework for the district, I respect the fact that you're going through another change. And I assure you that it'll be calm and we'll just focus on the work at hand and move forward. At this time, I also want to thank Dr. Cohn for a good transition. She started in Califon today, and we shared just a couple of comments back and forth to each other. And I respect her work. I respect her collegialism. And I so appreciate the information offered to the transition. To the board, I hope you don't mind hiring me. May you always say nice things about me. I don't read social media. Every district has its own culture. This district really likes social media. I don't read it, but my daughters do. And they've already let me know. So again, remember I'm a person and I am someone's mother, wife, and grandmother. I've never been maligned because I don't do anything to create that environment. In addition to that, I want to thank Brian, Farkas, and Darren. You got me connected. I think I might regret that today, Brian, if you're on. The office staff greeted Mr. Kramer and myself with a breakfast today. Nice people, good people. And then this afternoon was the highlight. I had a 3-hour meeting with the administrative team. And when we got off, I think we all felt we needed a nap. We covered everything and everything, and we've only begun. It was a very, very good meeting, a very good meeting. In addition, I've reached out to the board. I want to thank the board for their courtesy and their candid comments. I hope you respect my candid comments as much as I take your comments to heart. it helps me frame the work that has to be done. In addition to that, I had a good conversation with the leadership of the Clinton Township Education Association. And I was a proud member of that association as a teacher for 18 years. And I respect what the NJEA does. Although I did spend a whole weekend reading their roadmap to recovery. So we have work to do. The first thing the administrators and I are doing is we're preparing, obviously, for the opening. The New Jersey Department of Education issued guidance last week. I've had three county meetings focused upon the guidance, and it's up to each district to interpret the application of the guidance to the individual districts. It's a task. They are due to the county on August 1st, and our district has seven committees, and we have established touch base meetings, and we have a list of the immediate tasks, and it will be inclusive. Everyone will be involved, not in total decision-making, but we want to hear what people think, their thoughts about things and observations. We have not surveyed our parents yet because right now, it only came out on Friday. Right now, we're getting our head around it because there are certain constraints and certain guidelines that must be implemented. Our district has also consulted with the district doctor, Dr. Frank, and we are in communication with the Office of Emergency Management and Hunterdon Medical Center. There are supporting agencies who will help us interpret what we have to implement to open the district. The first question we asked is, can we get our kids here? And who can we get teachers in? All information is confidential concerning staff. We don't breach that respect and of confidentiality. And then we're moving forward from there. The early indicators are that the children must be 6 feet apart or they must wear a mask. And working toward that, looking at our population of approximately 1,200 students with a class size of 21, our principals, I have to compliment them. They know their buildings. They know it. Mr. Kramer and I will be walking the facilities and to get a feel for it. But we talked about a myriad of logistics today in preparation for the office, for the opening. In addition to that, the administrators were all reading the same book. I ordered books for the administrative team. And we're going to start discussions concerning societal issues that have confronted all of us in society. To the parents, I have to tell you, I've never hurt a child. I've been through a lot of things as an administrator. Hurricanes, Floyd, Irene, Sandy. I didn't get hit with Sandy. I've had student walkouts because my students did have a right to voice their opinion concerning a societal issue. But the COVID virus and what is approaching our district and all 623 districts in the state is not something new to respond to an emergency situation, but the dynamics and the logistics are new because the circle is a tremendous number of people involved in the decision-making. But I promise the parents, our children will be in school in September. I promise that to the community. And we will work very hard and we will be diligent and provide plans that outline the good work of our district. The board will be kept up to date as appropriate to the plans. To my students, I can't wait to meet you. I really mean that. Visiting classes, it's going to be excellent. When you see children as a superintendent, teacher, whatever capacity you're in, children keep us all very honest. Very, very honest. Because kids can see through you like anything. And you have to be authentic with children. They pick up on it. You have a nice district. You have a nice community. I've lived in Hunterdon, moving in from Illinois about 35 years ago. We chose Hunterdon County. I'm a Bergen County girl, born and raised there. Manhattan, 72 bus as a high school student. My children here had a very different upbringing, very different. This is a good place to raise children. Clinton Township is a good place. You have everything, everything. You work hard, you have positive intent. The only thing I ask from all of you is one thing. With me, let's move forward. We should be proud of our community. I'm very proud to be your superintendent. Very, very proud. I speak for our district. I follow a chain of command. I'm confidential and I work. I know how to work. So together we'll move forward and together we'll do some very, very good things for our children. And we will together prepare them for the world that they are going to face. It's not a time for emotions and it's not a time for bickering. It's a time to move. So again, thank you very much. Summer hours are in effect in our district effective July 1st for the office staff. The school offices will be closed on Fridays. And in terms of information, I've been your superintendent for about 12 hours. We did a lot. I have 45 emails to answer when I get finished. So again, thank you for your courtesy and I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, we've reached the first public comment section. If anyone in the audience would like to address the board, please click the participant button at the bottom of your screen. On the bottom right-hand side, there should be an option to raise hand. We will recognize you and unmute your microphone. If you could then please state your name and address. Each person will have up to 3 minutes. We will attempt to answer all questions once the speaker is finished. If there are any phone numbers showing at the time of public comment, we will unmute them to allow them the option to comment since they are unable to use the other feature. This comment section will be limited to 20 minutes.
So Lana, you have no
telephone numbers?
Phone numbers. Mrs. Hammond, you have been unmuted.
Good evening. My name is Judy Hammond and I'm the principal of Clinton Township Middle School. I would like to take a few minutes this evening to recognize the outstanding educators of Clinton Township School District. I've always felt privileged to have been a part of the Clinton Township School District for over 22 years. However, during the past few months of virtual instruction, my respect for the staff and community of educators within Clinton Township has grown. There are many teachers, support staff, secretaries, and custodians that deserve to be individually recognized. I know that it's not possible to tell them individually, so to them, I say thank you. Thank you for your professionalism and dedication to our students and the district. However, I would like to tell you about the community-minded efforts of 3 of Clinton Township Middle School staff. Firstly, Ms. Sonia Dobonakis reached out to the CTMS staff and recreated our traditional waving off of the buses on our last day with a goodbye video for our students. Ms. Diane Cormican, our enrichment teacher, created not one, but 2 award celebration videos for the students and parents of CTMS. I hope you had an opportunity to view these. Lastly, we had many concerns over holding a virtual graduation ceremony. With the collaboration of the grade 8 teachers and many other staff, we were able to create a memorable video for that evening. However, this could not have occurred without the single-handed determination and dedication of Mr. Chuck Roberto. He gathered the various videos from each of us, and then he compiled a video that was so memorable and full of emotion that it brought me to tears. Without Chuck, it would have been okay, but with Chuck, it was magnificent. I hope you all had an opportunity to celebrate with us that evening and see the virtual graduation. It is because of the dedication and can-do attitude of our CTSD staff staff that we were able to be successful over the past few months. Thank you.
Thank you. Brian, do we see any other hands?
Yes, there's one other hand. Mr. Jablonski, you are unmuted.
Hello there, my name is Chad Jablonski. I live in Annandale here in the Clinton Township School District. I went through the Clinton Township School District for K through 8, and quite frankly, I feel like it left me unprepared for the real world. Now, Mrs. Roberto, you mentioned that part of the curriculum was to prepare the children for the real world, and unfortunately, I feel like I was ill-prepared for it. So I want to see real curriculum change. I want to see curriculum change, and I want to be a part of the curriculum change. That's why come next election, I'm going to be running a writing campaign for the school board and ask you all to join me in that campaign. You can follow me on Instagram at Chad4Board, and you can hit me up with any questions there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional hands?
You have no other hands.
Okay. So we will move on to, we are going to close the floor to public comment section. Personnel, we have two action items for tonight. Looking for a motion for action item 20P295 through 20P296.
Motion.
Oh, that. A second?
Second.
All right, thank you. Discussion? Okay, seeing none. Dr. Brasher.
Yes.
Ms. Brooks? Did she? Okay, no. Ms. Emery?
Yes.
Ms. Grant?
Yes.
Dr. Grantham?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Hornick?
Yes.
Ms. Kottenbach?
Yes.
Dr. Uehiamaki?
Yes.
And Ms. Brennan, yes. Okay, now we're going to move on to the second recognition of the public. To save you all from hearing me, we're going to go by the same rules as the previous public comment. So again, please raise your hand and we will, do we have any phone numbers?
No phone numbers.
Okay, so please state your name and address and we will limit this to 20 minutes as well. Do we have anyone, Brian?
Yes, Mr. Kramer has his hand up.
Okay.
I just want to thank everybody tonight for their support. I'm not long-winded, but I'm looking forward to working with the district and moving forward as the board wants and the superintendent directs. Thank you again.
Thank you. Okay, I am seeing.
You have no other hands.
Okay, I have no other hands. So I am going to close the floor. Oh, I guess this is me now. Executive session. Whereas while Senator Byron M. Bayer Open Public Meeting Act, NJSA 10:4-6 et cet, requires all meetings of the Clinton Township Board of Education to be held in public. NJSA 10:4-12b sets forth 9 types of matters that may lawfully be discussed in an executive session, i.e. without the public being permitted to attend. And whereas the Clinton Township Board of Education has determined that the following issues are permitted by NJSA 10:4-12b to be discussed without the public in attendance and shall be discussed during an executive session. Whereas the nature of the matters to be discussed, reviewed, or heard before the board detailed as specifically as possible without undermining the need for confidentiality pursuant to NJSA 18A:37-13.2 et sec shall include personnel. Whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 45 minutes, after which the meeting shall reconvene and proceed with business wherein action may be taken. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Clinton Township Board of Education will go into executive session for the above stated reasons. Be it further resolved that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the aforementioned subject will be made public at such time as the reason for confidentiality no longer exists. Looking for a motion.
Motion.
Okay, thank you. Second?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 7:57.
Do you want to record the reading, most respectfully, Ms. Brennan? It's personnel. Personnel matter. You said it.
I did say it, right?
Yes. I just want to make a note of it.
Okay, yes.
It should be reflected in the minutes, yes.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. We will be back.
All right, now I have the recording going.
Thank you. Looking for a motion to reconvene public session?
Motion.
Dr. Miyamaki, second?
Second.
Dr. Grantham. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, the time is 9:06. Mr. Gagliardi?
Thank you, Madam President. There was an executive session with regard to a personnel matter. Now that we are convened in public and consistent with state statute and regulation, my question to the board is there any motion to be made as a result of the presentation that just occurred in executive session? Does any board member wish to make a motion? All right, hearing none, I yield the floor back to you, Madam President. The record should reflect that the question was asked and that no board member sought to make a motion on the subject matter of what was presented in executive session.
Okay, thank you. Okay, looking for a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Okay, I got Scott. Second?
Second.
Thank you. The time I have is all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? The time is 9:08. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Appreciate it.
Bye. Thanks very much.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Be safe.